On the show today, we have PolicyWorks' very own Miriam De Dios Woodward talking about the talent gap in credit union compliance professionals in today's environment, and they've also written a white paper on the subject too, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Miriam De Dios Woodward from PolicyWorks. Miriam, how are you? Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! Doing well, Mike. It's great to be speaking with you. Yeah,
likewise. Hope things in, you're still in Iowa, right?
Still in Des Moines, yes.
Things are right smack dab in the middle of the country. Hope things are going really well there for you. It looks like they are, so.
We are surviving the political season here in Iowa. As you know, we are the first state, you know, for caucuses, and so it's been quite, we just had the debates, actually, the Democratic debates here take place in, around my neighborhood, so
lucky
that's
you.
The buzz going on right now, yes, I know, lucky us, exactly.
You're setting the tone, setting the stage for the rest of the year, for sure. All right, hey, let's talk about something that's really actually equally as hot a topic, and that is the talent gap in credit union compliance professionals, and this is something that thanks to you guys, I've just become aware of as well. So what is this talent gap in credit union compliance professionals? Because you guys wrote a whole white paper on this as well, and we'll get to that in a little bit, but I want to get kind of lay the land here, lay the foundation here and see what's going on.
Certainly. Well, the need for compliance, Mike, has really, the need for compliance expertise, compliance management has really changed, I would say, over the course of the last decade when it comes to the needs of financial institutions. And just the changing regulatory environment has created a lot of this. There's more intensity around this, which leads to just a bigger compliance burden for financial institutions. And when it comes to then meeting the needs of, you know, managing all of that, there's a need for compliance expertise. And staff with comprehensive compliance backgrounds, that the need for that, you know, those individuals has really increased over time. So what's really happened is there's a shortage of qualified compliance professionals to meet the needs of, you know, this increased demand, if you will. And that's really concerning when you think about all of the additional, you know, things that financial institutions do and really should be focused on. You know, that does create some challenges for them. And when you think about just the amount of resource, the amount of cost associated with this, I mean, that's changed drastically over the last decade as well. And there's an interesting fact from Reuters on this, that 63% of financial services firms expect continued increases in the cost of managing compliance.
Oh my God.
And that has heavily increased over the last few years. So that just goes to show, you know, some of the impact to financial institutions and just overall resources.
What's causing the increase in cost, or just the general increase in general? I mean, is it just the regulations still coming at us, or what is it, a combination of things? What's going on?
Certainly, yes. So the increased regulations, I would say the complexity of regulations. You think about just how that's changed over time, and keeping up with the pace of that certainly has created just a need for, you know, that there's a sense of volume to keep up with. Just that pace and complexity is a big part of that. And financial institutions have been a target of that specifically over the last decade or so.
Okay. So how is all this affecting the credit union industry? Because I, based on your press release that you guys sent out, that it could affect a credit union's product and service portfolio, right?
It could, certainly. There could be a number of impacts. Well, you know, it's kind of a cascading effect of things. So, you know, you have credit unions with a pressing need for this compliance expertise, but they're having challenges finding the right people, in many cases, to fill that need. And not finding the right people creates, you know, different options for credit unions. When you can't find that right person, you look to other options to fulfill, you know, those requirements. So in some cases, you know, credit unions may look to expand, let's say, the duties of their operations folks to start to tackle some of these compliance needs, which you know, seems logical. I mean, these folks have broad expertise across the organization, you know, that this could be an additional role. Now, certainly that creates other issues, right? When you expand those duties, I would say that shouldn't mitigate the need for compliance specialists. You know, there's a role for compliance specialists in this. So, you know, certainly that can pose some challenges. You have increased now responsibilities of your staff that you know, may not have been there before. You're tasking them with keeping up with this complexity of regulations, mm-hmm. right, that may be across all of your products and services, maybe not just one. So that can pose some challenges. Another option, you know, you have credit unions that may choose to hire maybe more inexperienced professionals with the idea that they're going to train them and, you know, provide extensive training on the compliance needs of the organizations. Well, that can come with some challenges as well, because it takes some time to do that. It's also costly to do that. But certainly it's an option. Sometimes when that happens, talking about just an effect on the industry, you know, let's say you've invested the time and the resource, because there's such a shortage of these experts, you know, it's a challenge to retain them. Yeah. So now you've you know, brought up this kind of homegrown compliance professional that, you know, might be lured away from organization from another one that needs it. And there's that retention piece from that aspect, but you also have a lot of folks that are retiring in the industry overall. And, you know, this could affect some folks as well. So, you know, you start to look at what, again, kind of these cascading effects, the challenge in finding people, if you do find the right people, and you get them up to speed, you know, where you want them, then they may choose to go somewhere else. Right. So it just starts to then affect all sorts of things, your efficiency around this, you know, being able to keep up with your compliance needs along with everything else. You know, you might be missing some things, and those could be costly, you know, could lead to some costly issues. You know, for example, if, you know, your compliance folks are tasked with, you know, something simple as looking at some of your audit findings and making sure that, you know, you're putting those into practice. Well, if there's that bandwidth is already stretched, you might miss some things, you know, that could affect the organization negatively, right? And there can be some costly consequences to that. So we're seeing a bit of that, you know, we hear some of that. Mm-hmm. And overall, you know, that scenario just affects, you know, maybe some immediate things, but then you may not even be able to get to more strategic things, like looking at a broader overarching, let's say, compliance management system, and how does that interact with your overall enterprise risk management, you know, system. So you might be putting some things off or, you know, they keep falling lower on your priority list while the regulators and, you know, the examiners might be saying you need to work on these things. So it just can create all sorts of challenges for an organization. And all because, you know, there's basically an increase in demand and a shortage in supply when it comes to that compliance expertise.
You should have been at the debate the other night and started asking these questions to the candidates and say, hey, what can we do about the compliance stuff? You know, come on, put on the spot, Miriam.
That's right.
It's important. It's really important. My goodness. So based on all this, you guys wrote a white paper. It's called Bridging the Talent Gap in the Credit Union Compliance. And so was this, I mean, obviously this has been an issue for a while now, and it sounds like it's continuing to gain steam. And so this is one of the reasons I'm assuming you guys wrote this white paper, to give credit unions some, I guess, a guide or some advice, that type of stuff. Is that kind of the main...
You got it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So, you know, we want to help credit unions, you know, think ahead and, you know, look at different potential options if they do find themselves in some of these scenarios, which, you know, happens to be more and more credit unions over time. Yeah. You know, there's potential options here, but certainly an ideal solution that we talk about in the white paper is looking at, you know, how a credit union could potentially augment what they're doing today to support their compliance, you know, management solution with potentially an outside firm that just mm-hmm. focuses on compliance every day. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, there could be a lot of benefit to this. You know, you think about just ready-made access to compliance professionals that are versed in a variety of compliance subject, you know, areas, as opposed to potentially just one subject or, you know, area of expertise. When you take, just as an example, deposits and lending, somebody might be more, you know, versed and have experience on the deposit side, not necessarily the lending side. Yeah. And when you look at potentially partnering with an organization that has a team of folks, you know, you're covered in terms of that area of expertise. There's some efficiencies with that as well. You know, it gives you that access when you need it. And can augment what you might already be building in-house. If you're looking at building over time a compliance team in-house, you know, it starts to help potentially, you know, even manage the type of work where, you know, you can send off some, you know, some of those maybe shorter term type things or just the things that have to be done potentially, you know, to your partner so that, you know, your team can focus on the more complicated things. So it just gives you a lot more options. There's, you know, potential efficiencies that you could benefit from, just that accessibility, that deeper expertise. And, you know, you could choose to do that for the majority of your compliance work or, you know, again, kind of divvy some of that up and just augment, you know, what your team might already be doing, depending on the size of you know, the credit union.
Yeah.
Sometimes we find teams, or sometimes it's an individual, or sometimes it's just a role, you know, carved out of a much broader, you know, role for the individual. So that's what the white paper really offers, yeah. Just another a potential way to view this, looking at a partner to really help you through this.
Okay. And I'm assuming this is available on your website, and so people can go to your website and go grab it and check it out, that type of stuff?
That's correct. Policyworksllc.com. We have a resources section, and that's where you would find this white paper along with other ones.
Okay. Sounds good. Another thing, gosh, I lost my train of thought, Miriam.
That's all right.
Happens every day. I was thinking, I mean, just how big of an issue this is in the industry, because obviously it's, again, like what you said at the top of the show, this has been happening for a while now, and it seems just to be percolating, and you guys are right there kind of trying to stem the flow or stem the tide. So where are we with it, and where do we go in 2020? Is there like an outlook, some goals or anything like that for 2020 coming up?
That's a wonderful question. You know, we would love to, just from our perspective, continue to help as many, you know, credit unions as possible in this space, because we want to make sure that they have the peace of mind that they need. We want to know that, you know, they're focused on more important things outside of compliance, like their members and carrying out their mission as, you know, those are the things that they do best. So our hope is to help alleviate this. Now, you know, there's bigger forces at play that certainly we, you know, don't have control over when it comes to what regulations might be, you know, coming down the pike. You know, that's always, you know, you just don't know what might be coming, and especially just, you know, the political environment has a bit to do with that, right? Mm-hmm. Speaking to
what just happened in your neck of the woods.
Exactly. You know, that being said, that just with it being an election year, there could be potentially some additional changes that can impact, again, just the volume of regulations coming down or the complexity of those as well. So, you know, we try to stay ahead of those things. At PolicyWorks specifically, you know, we're very good at ensuring that our clients know, you know, what these changes are and keeping abreast of these changes so that you're not caught off guard. And then, you know, certainly providing then, you know, suggestions and recommendations on how to go about implementing these changes so that, you know, you're safe as a credit union. And again, have peace of mind and can focus on other things.
Indeed. And sounds like we're set for 2020 for sure. It's going to be another roller coaster year, it sounds like, for sure. But folks like you are right in the mix helping credit unions out. So kudos to you guys for being there and helping credit unions in this area, because it sounds like it's just gaining more and more steam as each year rolls along, especially the complexity of it, like you talked about. So, and the specialized folks that are in there trying to do their jobs and stuff. Oh my gosh. Oh, just, I can't imagine. So anyway, anything else to add to wrap up here, Miriam, on this topic? Because it sounds like it's not going to go away anytime soon.
Right. It's not going to go away. You know, definitely look to your partners. Certainly we're here. This is what we do every day and what we focus on every day. If you know, PolicyWorks can be helpful. We have a lot of resources available for credit unions just online. So check out that resources page is all I would add.
Cool. Yeah. We'll put that stuff in the show notes too. So people can click on it and get right to it, as well as the white paper too. So good stuff. All right, Miriam, I'll let you get back to work because I know you have a busy, busy schedule. So I want to be respectful of your time. And but yeah, thanks again for your time as always.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. Thanks, everyone.